Green Biden arrives at Queen's funeral in motorcade, other foreign leaders, and royals take bus. By Peter Kettle on September 19, 2022. U.S. President Joe Biden has arrived at the funeral of Queen Elizabeth II in a massive motorcade while other world leaders and foreign royalty took buses. Joe Biden, supposedly a committed climate change activist, arrived at the Queen's funeral on Monday in a massive motorcade. Despite all foreign dignitaries having been told by the British authorities to leave their private cars and helicopters at home for the event. Biden appears to be one of, if not the only major figure to have insisted on a dispensation to ignore the ban on private cars for the event. With British officials facing unprecedented logistical challenges, even forcing foreign royalty to take the bus to get to the Queen's funeral. The president's decision to take his gas-guzzling armored car stands in stark opposition to his climate commitments, with the commander-in-chief's motorcade not only consisting of a raft of cars, 4x4s, and motorbikes, as well as his custom-made limousine. Known as the Beast, the vehicle is thought to weigh around 10 tons and is designed to withstand both explosives and small arms fire to keep the American head of state safe from would-be assassins. Such protection comes at a cost, however, with the vehicle thought to be an eco-monstrosity that possibly can only do around 8 miles per American gallon. This is compared to the nearly 40 miles per gallon achievable by some of the most popular SUVs in the United Kingdom, themselves greatly upsetting to climate alarmists in Britain, leading to some even vandalizing the vehicle type in an effort to reduce the number of them on the road. The ban on private cars has served to avoid embarrassing the British government, which has obsessed over net-zero green agenda policies in recent years. The prohibition has actually been justified with reference to logistical issues a raft of private vehicles would cause for the event. Such concerns appear to have been well-founded, with the U.S. president reportedly finding himself stuck in London's rush-hour traffic on the way to the event. According to a report by the Daily Mail, the president's motorcade found itself grinding to a complete halt in front of a London cafe, much to the amusement of unsuspecting commuters. Members of the British police could then be seen frantically trying to keep people away from the president's car as it slowly started to make its way through the busy London streets. Follow Peter Kettle on Twitter, @Peter_Kettle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.